KEXP's Music That Matters podcast is made possible by Merge Records, presenting Lionheart, the debut solo album from H.C. McIntyre, frontwoman of Mount Moriah, out January 26th. Album details and more at mergerecords.com.
Very special afternoon here at KEXP because we have the very talented Benjamin Booker here live on KEXP, and if you're all ready, take it away.
something to alleviate all of the doubt. It feels like the roof's caving in. All of the sun, pay for the habit, but me and I work it from my bones. I get from my bones. It feels like the roof's caving in. All of the sun, pay for the habit, but me and I work it from my
Benjamin Booker, live here on 90.3 KEXP, and people listening all over the world at KEXP.org. How's everybody doing today?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking the time to stop by the KEXP studios.
Yeah, fancy now. Last time we were here was a lot smaller.
Yeah, it's a little different, huh?
Yeah.
I heard you guys were enjoying the green room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were playing some Xbox One.
Yeah, Sam is the gamer in the group, the man on the drums. We didn't move past Super Nintendo, I don't think, the rest of the band.
Right, right. The new album is called Witness, and were you still living in New Orleans when you made this record? I know that you recently moved to Los Angeles, is that correct?
Last September I moved to Los Angeles, but I wasn't working on the record in New Orleans. I went to Mexico City for a month and I wrote the whole thing there.
So. Ooh, that had to be pretty awesome.
It was. It's a great city. It's really nice. And it's just one of those places where the art scene and everything is just feels very fresh and it's growing and they want people to come down and check it out.
Totally. Did you work with a producer this time?
Yeah, with a guy named Sam Cohen, a huge part of the record sounding the way it does. I don't know, working with him, I feel like I've grown so much as a musician. He's amazing.
No, that's fantastic. So I was going to do a little something with you here, Benjamin, if you don't mind. I was going to name some people, and then I would like to know what you think of them off the top of your head and what your relationship with them is.
Okay.
So Mavis Staples.
Mavis is the best. Very positive. Kind of changed the whole way I think about everything. I don't know. Last time I talked to her, she was just talking about being present and enjoying your friends and your family and those kinds of things. I love her. I love that woman.
And you have worked with Mavis Staples as well.
Yeah, I wrote a song for her last record, and she sang on Witness, the title track from this record.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Mark Bolan.
Love Mark. When I was in college, I had a smoking phase, and I'm still in it, but my friend who I used to go hang out with had basically a couple records, and Electric Warrior was one of them. So I listened to that every day for probably a couple of years.
I mean, it's incredible. I always tell people it's like the perfect rock and roll. It's got other elements in there too. You know, it's got a little blues and some boogie.
Yeah, it's really just like an electric blues record. A lot of those songs, you know.
Yeah, that definitely opened a door for me, was the whole T-Rex.
Yeah, you'll catalog. Definitely hear some of that on this record. You know, the first song that we did, it's got a little bit of T-Rex in it. Yeah.
Very cool. Jack White.
I've done a few things with him. We toured within the last time that I was out. We put out a record on Third Man. I played with some of the other Third Man bands. Just like a great person, you know. Mm-hmm. It really, like, I think for us at the beginning when I was first starting, it was just like nice to see somebody at that level, just like how it's run, you know, just like touring with somebody like that. You're just like, wow.
Yeah.
You can be like successful, I guess, but also just like have a good time on the road and keep your friends and people around you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you played a show at Third Man Records?
Yeah, we did a live record there that came out on vinyl. We did like a whole...
Oh, his vinyl series of the...
Yeah.
What is it like there? I've never been to Third Man Records, but I so badly want to.
It's incredible. I think that if you go visit, you can't go in the back, but like the... Mm-hmm. I mean, there... You guys have a nice green room, but but that green room is pretty crazy. I mean, there's like taxidermy animals everywhere, and just like... it's pretty much what you would think it would be.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, once again, the new album is called Witness, and if you would love to share a couple more songs, I know that I and the listeners would love to hear them.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Yes. It's Benjamin Booker, right here on 90.3 KEXP.
To me.
first song is called Right On You.
Benjamin Booker live here on 90.3 KEXP. The new album is called Witness, playing at, you played Numo's last night, I see. Off to Salt Lake City, going to be playing the stateroom there. And once again, thank you so much for taking the time, everybody, to play here at KEXP.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we'd love to have you back again.
Anytime.
Yes. All right. That was Benjamin Booker live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
KEXP's Music That Matters podcast is made possible by Merge Records, presenting Lionheart, the debut solo album from H.C. McIntyre, frontwoman of Mount Moriah, out January 26th. Album details and more at mergerecords.com.